today. Thank you, Lord. This is Wednesday evening, February the 3rd, 2021. We're still looking at a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. This particular segment is called The Marks, M-A-R-K-S, of the Beast. The Marks of the Beast. While I'm standing here, just a little FYI, a couple of things I learned today. I was listening to someone talk about what happened with the GameStop, and it's gravitated to silver. I looked at JM Bullion. Everything's out of stock. And so a lot of them, Saturday when they did a run on silver, they were shutting down right and left. But what I heard this guy say that knew about that kind of stuff, he said, well, you know, where silver goes, gold follows. And that he could see it completely, like Q said, taking out the Fed completely and totally. And I was listening to, it's a site called Upfront in the Prophetic is the name of it. And Gene was decoding on there. And while he was decoding, he was looking, he can tell, he knows where all the dumbs are. He can tell, and he watches the earthquakes. And you can tell there's two readings on an earthquake. If it's normal, they get two readings. If it's man-made, it's one. He said in that Miramar, there was an earthquake happened right when he was doing the decode in that place where they're, you know, the military went in because of the election fraud, where they're taking out a dumb there. So that tells me probably the United States military is there too. So it's kind of all connected, I'm thinking. Yeah, I had sensed there's a bunch going on. We don't know because, you know, they can't disclose military operations. And I have to go back to what the Lord showed me in March before all this COVID stuff started. He said, the president's going to take out the Fed. You know, he's taking us to a gold-backed currency. And he's rescuing the children. And he's making arrests. And that's what the COVID's been all about. I know the deep state, they've been dismantled though. They are actually probably, I'd heard today that even Biden, the military's controlling him. And that's why he's sitting at a desk signing blank pieces of paper. And it's not even him probably. I'd even heard that Jim Carrey was playing his part, wearing a mask. And I'm thinking, that wouldn't surprise me one bit because that's the kind of stuff they do. But anyway, I'm encouraged. I believe there's a lot of things going on, and I think soon we're going to hear something. I hope. All right, let's get on with it today. I've talked consistently for a while now that the Antichrist system is not just a person that is going to show up one day and do all of these wonders and everyone will follow him. It seems very naive to me to have ever thought that way, that someday, boom. The beast system started that day that Satan tricked man out of what man made for him, God made for man. From that time forward, we see many civilizations brought to ruin because of that very beast system. Noah, the days of Noah, Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, Egypt, Nebuchadnezzar, and then the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, which we are the 10 toes of that statue. So you had all that, the Medes and the Persians and Alexander the Great, all those in that statue of deep state people that came in, and it was just constant killing off each other and taking over each other. Yeah. From the day that Satan was kicked out of heaven, we can plainly see he has been at war with God's people. Period. All right, I'll mention something else in just a minute, but I want to look at Revelation 12 right quick. A couple of days ago, I was sitting at my desk and the Lord said, the marks of the beast. And I got to thinking about that. I said, well, Lord, thought about going back in history and seeing how it's been tightened and tightened, our liberties slipping away. I mean, it would be impossible probably to do that, it'd take you a long time to search out all the areas where we've lost our freedom since 1776, since 1871 specifically. Lots of things. Okay, Revelation 12. Verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we know in the garden that there was enmity between the woman and the serpent, because there was going to be danger. I had never really realized this, but I read it somewhere, that every person after what happened in the garden, they thought that their seed might be the Messiah. They didn't know when God was sending the Messiah. So, you know, it was like the devil was after the seed. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know, God had someone in the lineage all the way down to Jesus. Yeah. So, the devil was ready to devour the seed of the woman, right here. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God into his throne. Excuse me. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Here's the appearing of the beast right here. He was cast out of heaven. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So he is on a mission to destroy everything that God has made, pollute every man and woman and child and whatever. We've seen he's done a pretty good job of it. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, and she that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Do we feel like we're being flooded right now? Just think about the propaganda, what's been going forth really since the 50s for us with television. In fact, that may be for Sunday. I thought I brought it. I had a meme I was going to show you. I'll just save it for Sunday. Anyway, but it's like a flood. It's like, to me, it's more like you're being thrown up. I saw someone did a meme where it was a big commode and from upstairs, and the whole sewage system was connected to the TV. It's like, that's what the person, it was a cartoon. But that's what is coming out of the TV set. Yeah. Okay. And to the woman was given, okay, I've already read that. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So he's on the war path. He didn't get the Messiah. But he's after everyone that's after him. We're after, made up, you were of his seed, of his flesh, and of his bone. So, that's his mission. That's the beast mission. Now, there's been many women and men and many antichrists that have decided to worship Satan. This right here. This is a picture of, I think it's, I don't know who that is on the end, but this is, looks like Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, Jimmy Carter and his wife, H.W. Bush. It says, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. So there they are at the United Nations, all holding hands. And we know the UN is part of the beast system. So that is the mark of the beast, that initiation. When you sell your soul to the devil, he marks you. I think that's the part that there is no return from. But there's many marks of the beast. We've suffered from a lot of those, and we'll look at that further. I've been reading a book called Missing Links. I didn't bring it up here tonight. It's called Missing Links Discovered in the Assyrian Tablets. It's one of the most boring books, tedious books I've ever tried to get through, because it traces the lineage from the Jews all the way to every country in the world. And so whenever there's something I actually get and understand, I mark it. Anyway, basically, it really shows the lineage of the Jews scattered throughout the earth because of the beast. They've lost their land. The biggest scattering when the tribes were split was whenever Nebuchadnezzar came in. A lot of these Jews were scattered. One of them, her name was Tiatefi. She actually became a ruler in Israel. Ireland. So we see they were scattered all throughout Europe, and they even show that a lot of our languages come from Hebrew, and especially Gaelic. So you think they have been scattered all throughout the earth. The devil has scattered God's children all throughout the earth. All he wants, the Lord wants for us, is to take our land, possess our land. Quit letting the devil scatter us. Quit letting him. He's not going to take the United States for America. We're not going to allow him to. Now you see what the whole fight's been all along. Is to take the land from God's man. Okay. All right. God gave them to the land through Abraham, and Satan and his puppets have scattered them throughout the whole earth. All right. Let's look at a few scriptures. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So he is gathering his children together. You know, over the last, I don't know how many years, the Jews, it was a big deal, all the Jews are going back to Israel, and they thought that's what that meant. I don't think so. I don't think it's talking about just natural Israel. I believe it's talking about the spiritual Jew, the one that is born again, because the natural Jews are not born again. Not all of them. Some of them are. But they're no longer Jews, per se. There's Christians, there's Jews, and there's Gentiles. So, he's gathering them. And we see after that, I'll read it later, where after they're gathered together is when he seals them from each tribe. You know, these tribes have been scattered all over the earth, and they're unrecognizable, and a lot of them don't even know what tribe they're from or who. Most of them will probably be from Judah, But they don't really know. But it doesn't make any difference because we've been grafted in by adoption. So we qualify regardless. This is God's true people. Whether it be Jew or Gentile, become born again. Yeah. All right, Mark 13. And he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Here's the angels at the four corners of the earth. So where they're scattered? They're scattered all over, even in the United States of America. Okay, Revelation 7. We've been sold a bill of goods. We have. If you think Satan hasn't infiltrated the church, then you better think again. He absolutely has. The cemeteries, the seminaries, you talk about indoctrination. You know, it really amazes me. There's a lot of patriots out there that are Christians. They're kind of rough. They don't say everything right. They may use a cuss word every now and then. But you know, when you listen to them, they love God with all of their heart. But they're not so religiously correct. We've gotten so namby-pamby in the church that nobody will stand up and do anything. But these people, God has raised up, they're ready to die for America. They're ready to stand up and take whatever they have to, and they're not backing down. They are, and they're the true people of God. They're rough around the edges. They're not as sweet and nice as some of us or namby-pamby. It's kind of like President Trump being judged by Christians. A lot of never Trumpers because he just didn't fit the bill. I even heard someone that I know and respect and love say, well, I wish he had more fruit. See, that's that religious training. It's just, we judge everybody. We don't cut anybody any slack. Well, I won't say us, but that's the truth. That's the way it was in churches. That's why it's like they judge everything, and it's like you can't even be yourself in church. It's so cliquey and so, you know, hypocritical. It's institutionalized religion. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people that love God that are just, they ain't been to no churches. They ain't going to them old churches. They're probably raised up in them. I know Danny's dad. There ain't no telling what he suffered by the hands of that kind of institutionalized religion. He never was much wanting to even go back. He had, his parents were preachers. And they'd go off on the field and do stuff, and people in the church, he'd keep him and abuse him. There's really no telling what might have went on. And you think about that. Yeah. A lot of these human trafficking, child sex trafficking are has the front of a church or a church daycare or a Christian school. First story I ever heard about was a little boy and girl that were from the UK, and they went to Christ Church little school they went to. Come to find out, the husband was a Luciferian, and they were, he said Wednesday was sex day. And they said, yeah, they would kill babies, and we'd eat the babies, and we'd play with the baby's skull. This is with their little children, see? And the mother didn't know what was going on. She tried to get the authorities involved, and she ended up losing her children because everybody in the little community was in on it. Well, you give me those old rough cobs, whatever you want to call them, redneck, hickey, that love God with all their heart, they'd lay down their life for you. I'd take one of them any day over one of them stiff neck, meaty mouth, whatevers. I don't even identify with that anymore. I said, Lord, take all the religion out, please. Take all the indoctrination out. You know, Jesus, he ministered to the sinners and the publicans, and he went and ate in their houses, and he got criticized by the Pharisees, the Sadducees, because he did it. He said, well, I'm sent to those that are sick, not to those that are well. Which really, they were the sick ones. All right, Revelation 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. Four corners of the earth. A globe doesn't have four corners, if y'all hadn't noticed. That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And you know, the 12 tribes, we've read that many times. The Holy Spirit spoke to me those words, the marks of the beast. John 10:10. Satan comes to do what? Steal, kill, destroy. Anything Satan touches has an agenda behind it. Anything. Which is steal, kill, destroy. The beast has been infiltrating our domain for 6,000 years. Here are the seven mountains of culture, or you could say spears of societal influence. I want to remind y'all to speak. When we have our supplemental confession sheet, there's one about speaking against socialism and communism, and I put feminism and racism and any fascism, whatever. I've been speaking, I come against the four spirits that have influenced the earth, the four horsemen, the black, the red, the black, the red, the white, and the pale, which is green. Those four spirits that have influenced men, Islamism, Catholicism, capitalism, and communism. Yeah, I said, I speak against those four horsemen and their influence on this earth. All right. Here are the mountain mandates, seven mountain mandates. Faith, religion and faith, family, education, government and law, the media, news and commentary, arts and entertainment, business and economics. Satan has infiltrated every facet of our lives covertly. He has. God meant for us to be at the top of every mountain as the church. The seven mountain mandate is our goal to kick the devil out of all of it. That's what's happening right now. Each mountain has to be toppled, each one. And then there has to be people that God raises up to replace. Yeah, replace those that have been taken down. It's not a I'll fly away mentality, but I will stay here and overcome. Okay? Ruling and reigning. Romans 5:17. Mission statement of this ministry. We'll read it again. Sometimes we need to be reminded that we are to rule and reign, not to look for a bailout. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So that's God's will. All right, I'm going to look at something that I really had never looked in before, but I decided today, it just kind of came to me to do so. I'm sure Jackie's heard of it. I don't know if you have. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. Have you heard of the Georgia Guidestones? The Georgia Guidestones are a granite monument erected in 1980 in Elbert County, Georgia, in the United States. A set of 10 guidelines is inscribed on the structure in 8 modern languages, and a shorter message is inscribed at the top of the structure in 4 ancient language scripts. The monuments stand at an approximate level of 750 feet above sea level, about 90 miles east of Atlanta, 45 miles from Athens, Georgia, and 9 miles north of the center of the city of Elberton. So you can see here, it's a small picture, but it's these 3 columns with this capstone on the top. I've heard this brought up so many times, I thought, well, I'll look into it and see what it's about. It says in June 1979, a man using the pseudonym R.C. Christian approached the Elberton Granite Finishing Company on behalf of a small group of loyal Americans. He commissioned the structure. Christian explained that the stones would function as a compass, a calendar, and a clock, and should be capable of withstanding catastrophic events. Joe Finley of Elberton Granite assumed that Christian was a nut and attempted to discourage him by providing a quote for the commission, which was several times higher than any project the company had previously taken, explaining that the Guidestones would require additional tools and consultants. To Finley's surprise, Christian accepted the quote. When arranging payment, Christian said that he represented a group which had been planning the Guidestones for 20 years and which wanted to remain anonymous. Christian delivered a scale model of the Guidestones and 10 pages of specifications. Okay, he purchased a 5-acre piece of land that was apparently purchased by Christian on October of 1979 from a farm owner, Wayne Mullinex, and his children were given lifetime cattle grazing rights on the Guidestone site. On March 22, 1980, the monument was unveiled before an audience variously described as 100 or 400 people, so I don't know which one. He later transferred ownership of that land and the Guidestones to that county, Elbert County. In 2008, the stones were defaced with polyurethane paint and graffiti with slogans such as "Death to the New World Order." Wired magazines called the defacement the first serious act of vandalism in the Guidestones' history. In September 2014, an employee of the Elbert County Maintenance Department contacted the Federal Bureau of Investigation when the stones were vandalized with graffiti, including the phrase, "I am Isis, goddess of love." All right. The message, consisting of a set of 10 guidelines or principles, is engraved on the Georgia Guidestones in 8 different languages. One language on each face of the 4 large upright stones moving clockwise around the structure from due north. These languages are English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindu, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian. And this is what they say. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. That's where all this genocide has come into play, them through abortion, through trying to kill us off through vaccines and big pharma and all of these things. Guide reproduction wisely. In other words, there's abortion again. Improving fitness and diversity. Sounds like superhumans, you know, kind of. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, and love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. All right, here's an explanatory. I don't want to read all of that. But my point is, it sounded like to me a lot of the agenda of the New World Order and also Hillary and Obama and Hildebeest, their 16-year plan to destroy America. It's like, what do they call it? Utopian-type society where everything is, everybody's just like robots is what it sounded like to me. Like everything's controlled and everything is deliberate and everything is, you know, there's just a few elect that are even left alive to live. You're not allowed to have children unless it's for their food source, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, I'd heard about it so many times and I don't know the purpose, but for them to say these were loyal Americans that would come up with something like this, you know, I just thought, but it's just part of Satan's agenda. Because he aims to kill, steal, and to destroy. This is just New World Order. That's all it is. So you can say you know what it is because I read that to you. Okay. We certainly know why we are in this situation. There is definitely a reason for it. Oh, that's what I didn't read you. I want you to see this. That was key. Let me find it here. I should have marked it. It was called the Age of Reason. The Age of Reason. Well, you know who the root of that is? Well, I don't see it. I know it's in there. Anyway, that's what got me. I thought, yeah, the Age of Reason. How come we in this mess? Reason. What happened in the fall? Reason. Satan showed up and reasoned the woman out of her inheritance and ours too. Now we have to deal with him. We still have to deal with him. Thank God for Jesus. Okay. All right, sounds like Obama and Hildebeest, 16-year plan to destroy America. Just think about what the beast system has managed to do in just 1 year worldwide through the scamdemic. Now I have to look at it the other way. It's been used by the Alliance. This whole year has been a military operation. This whole year. Not just since what happened with the election. This whole year, they've been going all over the world. They've been taking out these dumbs. That's what Gene saw today. He said they're blowing up a dumb. But looking at the mask, as soon as the masks are not needed, as soon as it needs to be gone, it'll be gone. And we need to look at it like the president wants us safe. He wants us off the streets. He wants us to stay out of the way of the military so they can complete this operation with as little loss of life, because this is the main concern for him, and it has always been. He will not move until he knows that the people are safe. He's aborted missions before because of it. He did that on the Frauderation Day. Because there could be some loss of life. There might be a bomb. And until we know for sure there's not a bomb, we have to stand down because we don't want people to be harmed. So if he does that for us, we can put up with this crap just a little bit longer. I don't like it any better than you. It's already conditioned us to ways of thinking I don't like, and I don't want it. I want out of it. In fact, I just feel like coming out swinging, like, I'm not staying in my pen anymore. I'm thinking that's probably the way the dog feels. All right. Just think about it. You know, I'm going to look at some of the marks of the beast. These are things that I could think of. There's probably a lot more. Just from all the research I've done for the last three so years. Genocide. Nursing homes, through vaccines, through big pharma, through diagnostic testing, through abortion, debt slavery, taxes, and fees. See, it's unconstitutional to pay taxes or have fees, even driver's license. Propaganda, media. It's been Satan's number one control device. I'll bring it Sunday, but there is, and I've mentioned it before, but I've got the documentation on it, that we're supposed to, our normal, what we're supposed to hear is at 432 megahertz. And what television is, it's higher than that. And it's an effect that it does on the human being, the psyche, to just make them blooming idiots. Just believe everything that comes down the pike. It's a manipulation and a control from the beast. Control over our food supply. So many of them. You see the little pyramids on the boxes? Control over the sky. Chemtrails. I saw chemtrails today. Control over the water. Control over the land. Trying to run farmers off their land. Can't even do what they need to do on their land without getting in trouble with the feds. Censorship. Trying to shut us up. Big government. Think about the GameStop stock short squeeze. They call it the short squeeze. What happened? What is a short squeeze? A short squeeze occurs when a stock or other asset jumps sharply higher, forcing traders who had bet that its price would fall to buy it in order to forestall even greater losses. Their scramble to buy only adds to the upward pressure on the stock's price. So what they did was they got it in the rear end, what they normally gouge the little men doing, they did it to them. And because of that, they shut everything down. Now they won't let anybody buy. They shut down the market to manipulate and control you. It is corrupt, only meant for the corrupt to get ahead, squeezing out the little guy. They don't call it the short squeeze for nothing. It doesn't really matter what mountain it is in. The beast has infiltrated it to squeeze you out. Now's the time for the pushback. He has only been allowed to do this because we as the children of God have allowed him to trick us, just like in the garden. Just think about the Act of 1871 when the crown gained control over us again. The current monarchy is a German. She's not the true. She is an illegitimate heir. They killed out the original heirs. They went to these countries and killed out the heirs, the true heirs. And now these fraudsters have been sitting on the throne. They cheated to get to the throne. They killed off the real royal lines to infiltrate the throne so they could do what we see now when it's the New World Order. Okay, let's look at a few scriptures here. Revelation 13. POTUS didn't go to England for nothing. He didn't walk in front of the Queen for nothing. He didn't address the troops instead of Prince Philip for nothing. It means they submitted to him. He knows they're fraudsters. All right. 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? Who is one of the most public figures in the world? The Queen. She's German. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and then that dwell in heaven. And they say that Princess Diana, the reason she fled for her life, was because they're reptilians. They've gotten to a place that they worship Satan to the point that they actually are taken over. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. How? Well, we're going to look at that. One more scripture, then we'll look at that. Jeremiah. I don't know all the stuff about the reptilians. I hadn't gone into it. I don't want to. But I've heard other people talk about this lady that as a child, she was part of ritual abuse. She said, they're not human. That's a demon. That's creepy. All right, Jeremiah 13:23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Or the leopard his spots? Germany's the leopard. No, they don't change. They're not changing their spots. All right, here are the nations and the territories of the crown today. Antigua, Barbuda, Australia, Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, Canada, Grenada, Jamaica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, the Solomon Islands, and Tuvalu. That's 18 nations or whatever that the crown controls. And they wanted the U.S., see? They didn't used to have the U.S. until the 1776, the Revolutionary War. Appears the mark of the beast is everywhere. Anywhere you recognize stealing, killing, and destroying, you will know that this is because of the beast that has marked your life. Birth certificate, declaring you as chattel, taxes, fees, passports, driver's license. I don't know, there's probably a lot of other things. We're not required to do this under the Republic. These are all marks of the beast system. It's taking control from you. It's taking money from you. It's stealing from you. These people that inherit things think, well, I don't know if Biden's overturned that yet, but that lady that I saw that day when I was having my nail appointment, she talked about having to pay, I think it was $2.5 million in death tax. They got an inheritance. And President Trump changed that because he said you leave your legacy to your children and then they lose it because they can't pay the taxes. What's wrong with this picture? These are the marks of the beast. Who has been given authority? Not the beast. Revelation 12. Did I read 12 at first? I did. I won't read it again. Okay. We are in a war. The same old battle since Genesis 3. No different. Same old enemy. Good part is that this time we will have to help, well, be able to help take him out and take him out for good. I don't understand these people that think, well, we got to make sure this never happens again. I said, Lord, open their eyes that they can discern the time. That if it's this bad, when the public gets a hold of what they've done down in those dumps to those little precious babies and women, what they've done, when they see what they've done, maybe they'll see 7 years tribulation. You're kidding me, right? How about 6,000 years of tyranny in the earth? Because this has been going on since he showed up in the garden. Even the days of Ezekiel, God let him look in the hole in the wall. They were already, all through the Old Testament, sacrificing their children to Baal and Molech. This has been going on all these thousands of years. And you want 7 more years of... So you'd be doctrinally right, or you think? 7 more years? When they see the horrificness of what they have done, it's true, they will not be able to walk down the street. some of them good old boy Christians that say a cuss word now and then take you out, not feel bad at all. And if you look in the Bible, that's what God does. He wipes them out. He kills them all. And I'm not saying go kill people. I'm not advocating that. But I'm telling you, this is the type of thing, because that is so, it's the most horrible thing you could ever think of. And I know, I've heard that dangerous pedophiles, and I won't mention any names, the really dangerous pedophiles, they take them out immediately so they won't harm anybody else. These are people that have been totally given over to Satan. I don't believe that they can come back. They have totally taken the mark. They have totally gone through the initiation. Even Skull and Bones, they had to do sodomy, their initiation, the Bushes. A lot of the presidents were in Skull and Bones. That's Satan's initiation. Okay. Let's look at Revelation 19. Happy ending here. I said, Lord, please, I know there's a few. There's a handful probably that are actually saying the same thing about and properly seeing the end time. That's what I mean. We've been indoctrinated to believe something. Why? This totally disarmed us. If we're all just sitting on our suitcase waiting for a rapture, I'm not going to be here and the man of sin is revealed. So why should I do anything? Why don't I just, you know what? That's the problem. If we really had known the truth, then we would have been aware and we could have done something about it, and it wouldn't have gone on under our feet and not even know. They've gone to great lengths to hide it from us. Don't think for a minute they hadn't messed with the church. They hadn't messed with their Bibles too. I said, Lord, help us. That's what I speak. Lord, thank you for the return of the true biblical manuscripts. Anything they've skewed and messed up has been returned to the church. I don't want to believe wrong. I don't want to believe wrong. And I'm not saying that to scare you, because, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He's the teacher of the church. I mean, what did they do in Paul's day? They didn't have a Bible. They had the Torah. Five, you know, Moses books. I guess if Paul could do it, we can do it. Pray in the Spirit. I'm thankful that we've got preserved what we have. Anyway. All right, 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. See, God will have vengeance on these that have done what they've done. And again, but it's like the Punisher. God will be the judge, but we will arrange the meeting. That's what the executions are going to be all about. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. The Lord just quickened me something. There have been people that have died to preserve this. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. The line has been drawn. You got the brides over here and the prostitutes over here. And we're going to get to see the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what this is coming down. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. He said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He's got that sword, and he is ripping up. He's covered in blood, but not his own. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and wet out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and the flesh of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Whose is the Lord's army? Well, I believe they're angels, but I believe they're us too. The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. It's Armageddon here. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him. He should deceive the nations no more. Not till 1,000 years anyway. So power has been given back to God's people. We can rule and reign. Okay, I have one more document here. If I can read it. I tried to copy it off. I couldn't find it anywhere else. I had to get it off of Santa Surfing. It was actually, it came out on July the 4th, 2020. It's called the second, you've heard it, Second Declaration of Independence by the 50 United States of America, it says. And it goes into detail about the deep state in here. And as I copied it off, though, it's kind of blurry where I can't see. The words are smaller, but I'll read a little bit of it, what I can. It says here, trusting our cause is just, and having prayed for the fortitude to brave spiritual wickedness in high places, we citizens of America make this announcement to the shareholders of U.S. Corp., including the City of London, the British Crown and the Vatican, and their operatives in the media, government, and society. A second Declaration of Independence by the 50 United States of America. With the utmost respect and admiration for the founders of America and the framers of the original Declaration of Independence, the American people humbly emulate their thoughtful, measured response to certain perpetual and ascending tyranny and despotism. We too believe it is the moral obligation of those privileged with knowledge and opportunity to work on behalf of the people, that the people are served best when their benefactors choose unity over division, nationalism over globalism, sovereignty over submission, and liberty over oppression, that all human beings are equal in their innate value, that America was founded under God, that the God of America is just, peaceable, and tolerant, that our natural rights as sovereigns come from God, and that our God-given rights, which I think it cut off. Let me see if I can. It did. Well, I tried, y'all. But anyway, I wish I could find it because the print's even smaller and it's kind of obscured. I printed it off and it was just, I have to have this to see it. So I won't go there. But anyway, stuff's happening. It's all behind the scenes, all of it. I've just had such a, I told Danny today, I said, I just feel like there's just so much happening. Mm-hmm. Volumes of things are happening. We don't know anything because, you know, I felt kind of bad yesterday. I was listening to, it was Kirsten W. and George Nassif and this lady named Tori, who, she worked with William Brennan. Brennan, the bad guy, bad CIA. And Kirsten was giving her intel about the Chinese, you know, that I told you about, and they kind of come down on her. And I felt bad for her, not too bad, because she calls Santa surfing Satan surfing. She had a beef with her, so I don't feel too bad for her because she's not very nice, but I felt sorry for her because they really came down on her, but she really does give good intel, but they just really kind of shot her out of the waters. But what they said was true. You know, these people, you know, coming from different places and other countries having all this intel, she's thinking, why would they do that? But my point is this. The military is not going to divulge their operations. So it's kind of a lesson to be learned when you're listening to people. Take that with a grain when someone says they've got all this intel, because they're not going to divulge their operations. I'm not saying that they don't get the right intel, but they have to be very careful in what they say, lest they put the, you know, things in jeopardy. I remember Simon Park saying, someone in there, there's a top layer that gets intel, spoke something, and he said they will never be trusted with any intel again. Just one little slip, one little thing. Said too soon or released too soon, whatever, can cause a lot of problems, a lot of damage. So just take what you hear with a grain of salt. I still have to go back with what God spoke to me. I know he told me the military was in control, so that tells me Joe Biden isn't, and that makes me happy. It makes it a little more durable whenever you see what's going on and you realize they really are putting on a movie, aren't they? They really are. They're playing a part on a movie set because nobody's in the White House, and there won't be anybody there ever again.